You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, a couple things. First of all, we'd love if you'd leave a five-star review. Those reviews are really big to us. Also, go over and check out our sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. So easy to set up, easy to use, will make your team, you know, will make your team better shooters. I can guarantee that. And not necessarily scorers, but the great thing is they've dealt with that problem. And now you have trainers there. You have things on the Dr. Dish. It will actually help you become a better scorer. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we got a quarterly membership. We're trying something new here. We think it's a great innovation for all of you. Maybe jump in for 3 months and kick the tires around. We believe in teachhoops.com so much that we have a 14-day free trial right now. No one else has that. No one else. Are you going to get their bat phone and be able to get on a call and help them through? So our roadmap is second to none too. It will walk you through your basketball journey. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast. Yeah, that's like a long-term sub. Yeah, no, and no benefits probably.
And no bennies.
No bennies.
So it's $130 a day. But, you know, I did work every single day there is school. I worked.
Okay. Right.
So, you know, I'm at $39,000 a year, maybe right. $38,000 a right. year, plus my $1,300 from NJCU. So I'm getting like a third of my salary from Sandra. Right. And my wife was just like, hey, do what you got to do.
Right.
You know, so I'm an assistant coach at NJCU, and we weren't good at all. And I'm not recruiting. I was like, I'm going to go recruit. Like, I'm just recruiting. You know, we weren't good. You know, we had one good player in the league that we played in. We got killed, you know, almost every game. And I just was like, I'm all in though. Like, I'm all in. But there was a point in the season, towards the end of the season, where I knew, like, I can't coach here anymore. I'm not going to grow.
Right.
And it wasn't about wins and losses at that point. It was about me growing as a coach.
Right.
But I did my job. I went out and recruited. And I was going to take a job at another university after the season was over. But I went to go visit my college coach, Coach Mark Carino, who's the athletic director and head men's basketball coach at Caldwell College, which is Caldwell University now.
Yep.
To go see him, to talk to him. I said, listen, I need some guidance. I'm new in this coaching thing. I want to coach college. I want to coach college. This is what I want to do. I coached high school. I want to coach college. hey, let me introduce you to my women's coach, you know. Right. So Coach Linda Semino walks in the room. She was like, you know, we talked like 5 minutes. I need an assistant coach. You know, I'm offering you a job. You want to coach? And I'm like,
does it pay for the $1,300 a month?
I didn't even ask to pay. You know, I just go, well, let me talk, you know, because I was set to coach at another university, which I didn't sign a contract or anything. She just offered me the job, and I was going to work at this other university, which is close to my home. And I said, let me talk to my wife. I went and talked to my wife. It, you know, Caldwell was a Division II school. The other school was a Division III school. Okay. And my wife was like, do what your heart tells you to do.
Oh, I really like your wife, because literally I live my life that way. Like, yeah. I always say follow your gut is my expression, but it's like your gut does not normally let you down. Like there's jobs I've turned down because that people are going, why'd you turn down? Because there was something.
Something.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like discernment. Like it's like, so I had to go tell this other coach, like, I'm not going to accept the job. I'm going to go to Caldwell and be an assistant there under Linda Semino, which was the best professional decision of my life as far as basketball is concerned. She really knew her stuff. She taught me. I learned a lot. I was one of those assistant coaches that anticipated what does she need, like what are your needs and things like that. And she loved me. Like she loved my attitude, my basketball acumen. You know, I remember when she had to go on athletic. She was also an athletic director, associate athletic director, and she had to go on a trip, so she had to miss a practice. So she left. She wanted me to come up with a practice plan and do practice while she was gone, when she had two other assistants that were there before me.
Right. She wanted me to do it. Right.
So I really appreciate her for that. But we, you know, we had a good season. I learned a lot from her, one season with her. And we have this thing, the all met team, and we had an all metropolitan dinner. It's like all this Division I, II schools in the area.
Okay.
New York metropolitan area. So we had a kid who was being honored. So we're at this dinner.
Okay.
McKenzie, I remember it so many years ago.
Right.
McKenzie Lynch was being honored. And so as an assistant, I go with Coach Semino to the dinner and we're just sitting around. So she leans over to me at dinner. She's like, hey, Mitch, you got to get a new job. I go, are you firing me? And she's like, no, Mitch, no, you're just really good. You're too good to be an assistant. I'm going to help you get a job somewhere. All right, Sim. I'm like, I appreciate that, you know. So the job at FDU.
Which is a very unselfish thing for a head coach to do.
Absolutely.
If you're good, part of me is in the back says I want to keep you.
But see, that tells me a lot about her.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so as a head coach, I'm the same way now. Like, I'm not holding anyone back. Like, I want you to go because it helps, you know, you get people in your tree, like, becoming head coaches. Yep. So Fairleigh Dickinson University Forum opens up, and Coach Semino knows the softball coach at FDU. So I guess he puts in a word with the AD. I go and introduce myself to the athletic director. He kind of brushes me off a little bit. A couple of weeks later, I get a phone call from Fairleigh Dickinson University. They want to set up an interview. I get an interview. I go into the interview. It's Bill Clicker, the athletic director, and Roger Kendall. God rest his soul. He passed away. The associate athletic director. These two men are in the room with me. We sit around, we have conversation. They're asking me questions. Now, I did something before the interview. I got my goddaughter. We call it admissions. We did an admissions tour of the campus.
Okay.
Before my interview. All right. So I know it. So like I go around, like I know everything about the campus now.
All right.
So
I'm that's a good. That's a good tip. I love that tip. That's a
and
great.
I mean,
tip.
And quite honestly, I got that from Linda Simina.
Right.
Okay. My yeah. head coach.
Right.
Okay. So, I do that. I get into the interview, we're interviewing. So I made mention of, hey, I did a campus tour. I know where the dorms are. This freshman dorms here. I know the village. Oh, your student center is beautiful. You know, I saw the cafeteria. And Roger says to me, he said, hey coach, I have been coaching here for over 30 years.
Right.
No one's ever done that.
Right.
In any interview that we've done, no one's done that. You're the first to do that.
Right.
So I'm different.
Right. Yep. You're standing out. That's it's like the pile of resumes. It's like you got to stand out. There's got to be something that makes you different. I agree. Yeah.
I'm not your cookie cutter coach. I'm a different type of person, different type of coach. So I do that. I stand out. They offer me the job right on the spot. Right. And I go, yes, I'll take the job. I had no idea how much it paid. Huh. Yes, I'll take the job. Right. And it's funny. Remember, I told you I was a substitute teacher. I was a substitute teacher for 2 years. Right. Right. 1 year at NJCU, 1 year at Caldwell. Okay. I'm substitute teaching for those 2 years. $38,000 a year. Yay.
Yay.
Right. So they offered me the job. Now, I had a teaching job that was offered to me, like full-time teaching now. So I was going to get, you know, my salary as a full-time teacher.
Right.
You know, I'm ready to go as a teacher. And then, boom, they offered me this job. So now I'm not teaching. I'm going to be a full-time coach.
Right.
So I take the job, didn't pay much at all. And I find out that two other people were offered the job before me.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying that. I'm enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. We appreciate those. Those five-star reviews mean a lot to us. Go over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm going to challenge you right now. I do this once in a while. I'm going to challenge you to become a better basketball coach. You know, grit, I was just doing something about grit. Grit is passion and perseverance. And if you have those, you have to get better. Let ttubes.com help you do that. Go over and check it out, 14-day free trial. And let's head back to the podcast.
But they turned it down because it didn't pay much. So I say, listen, I told Roger, I say, coach, I said, we're going to win a national championship here. He starts laughing at me. Oh, whoa, coach, easy. We're in the Pennsylvania League. Like we were the only school in New Jersey. There were six Pennsylvania schools, one New York school, one Jersey school.
Okay.
So it was the Pennsylvania League.
Right.
You just win some games, coach. You can't just win some games. It's Pennsylvania League. It's too hard to win in this league. No, coach. We're going to win the national championship. Now, FDU Florham never even won the tournament.
Right.
Never been to the NCAA tournament before. They were irrelevant.
Right.
You know, they had one good year. They played in this other postseason called the ECAC tournament, which is, you know,
right.
If you're 500, you can play in that league. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I get the job. We weren't good. I had, you know, I think I probably had too many basketball players on my team. I had kids that played basketball.
Oh, yeah. I remember taking over the a job, and it's like, wow, we got a lot of good, really engineers and future doctors on this team, but they can't hoop, man.
Right.
I got to find some guys.
They were good kids. They were smart.
Right.
Really well in class.
Yep. They'll be great, and they'll be great citizens, and they'll be great parents. They just can't hoop, and you ain't going to win if they can't hoop.
We're not going to win this kid. So So my first year, we go up to Amherst, and the head coach was GP Gromacki, who's still there.
Great league. That's a great league.
So great league. Yeah, Amherst was ranked number 2 in the country.
I know. My son's going to Middlebury, which is in that league.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's going to Middlebury. He starts in 7 weeks, not that I'm counting.
Awesome. Yeah. But Amherst, Amherst was ranked number 2 in the country. So we go up there, and I go to GP and his coaching staff, and I say, hey, coach, what's it like coaching the number 2 team in the country? What does that look like? And they all laugh, coach, it's, they're trying to downplay it. You know what I mean? Trying to downplay it. But I think they beat us by 44.
They beat you by 44?
Yeah, something like that. Something about, it was around 44 points or something like that.
Okay.
And they probably could have beat us by 70.
Right, okay.
That's how good they were. Like, they were really, really good. I believe they lost in the Final Four that year or the championship game that year.
Okay.
Something like that. They were really, really good. And after we lost, I said, we got to go get players. Like, we got to go get players. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. So we go out recruit, the next year I get a couple of good players. But they were terrible students. I was like, what do you do?
Right.
After the first semester, she's not eligible.
Right.
Oh, my God. So, we didn't win my second year. Now, my third year, I go out. We are recruiting. I go get players.
Right. And the thing is, you got to get smart ones like Amherst is getting that can also hoop. That's a very
smart. Hoop. Yeah. So I go out and I'm out recruiting, and I'm at this, I'm out recruiting this one kid, and they're at this camp at, it was at FDU, and FDU has a Division I campus.
Yep.
So we were at FDU in Division I campus, and I'm watching a kid that I'm recruiting out of Woodbridge High School, and he's on a team, and this other kid is on her team, and I'm like, whoa, that kid's really good. And my assistant Jessica was down on court 1. I'm at court 3 watching one kid. I'm like, the kid from Woodbridge was good, but this other kid, her teammate, was fantastic.
Right.
So after the game, I go see my assistant coach. I'm like, yo, I got a kid. I got another kid. And she was like, no, I got a kid. And we're talking to each other, twins. They were twins.
Oh my God.
Kyra Dayon. Kyra Dayon. I had Kyra in court 3 and she had Kyra on court 1. And we were like, oh my God, they're twins. And they were super. So I go talk to the high school coach. I talked to their assistant coach, which happened to be their old brother. And I said, listen, after the tournament was over, I said, I gotta have these kids. I exchanged numbers, well, and I go start recruiting them. And they playing in some summer league in Trenton, New Jersey, right? It's like 90 degrees outside on an outside court. They're playing. I tell my wife, I'm like, honey, we got to go to a game. And she was like, you want me to go to? Yeah, I want you to go to this game with me because I want them to see me as a family man.
Right.
So we go out this park in the summer and it's blazing hot, 90 something degrees. And they're out in the park playing. I'm recruiting. I'm like, oh, hey, Miss Day. I'm talking to the mother. This is my wife. Oh, hey, Miss Mitchell. And they're talking, chopping it up. And I'm like, yes, yes. So
were you worried about losing to a higher division?
What's that?
Were you worried about losing them to a higher division?
Yeah, like, they were really good. Yeah.
But could they have been D2, D1?
They both could have played Division I. But this is how I got lucky.
Okay.
They played at Trenton High School I'm the coach, Coach Murray.
Okay.
Great coach. He was a really great coach. But they didn't play any basketball. They didn't go out on the circuit. So they played a lot of local stuff. Summer league in Trenton. You know, they you know, locals, like, I'm like, oh, God. They're not out
on the circuit. You're sitting there going, don't go on the summer circuit.
Like, don't go on the summer circuit.
Right.
Oh, gosh. So I just get fortunate, and I go to their high school. Now, school starts. Well, I start going to their high school games, right? And they got other players on their team from high school. I'm like, oh, that kid's good.
Right.
Oh, I could see this kid playing. Like, so this, there were five kids from Trenton High School I recruited. All five of them came to play for me. One high school.
Wow.
Like Kara, Kyra, Cameron, Quanisha, Robin Peoples. Like these five kids. I got five kids to come play for me. And then I got a big kid, Rachel Groom. She was at Edison High School. I recruited her. And how would we, like, I would do this. I would take my team to a high school game, my FDU team. Like, we would go. So they see us in the stand. Like, he brought his whole team here.
Were you worried that you were going to lose any of them to someone else?
Yeah, I was always worried about that. But the relationship that I built with them was so tough and tight. And then they see, you know, they see the whole team from FDU coming to see them play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one does that.
No.
No one does that.
Yep.
Again, I do things differently.
Yep.
So in the relationship that I built with them was so tight. Like, all five of them say yes. Rachel Groom from Edison, yes. You know, I get a transfer come in. Jalissa Lewis transfers in. And then, boom, we're off to the races, you know.
Yep.
So our first year, we were, you know, we were like 500. Our first year, when they committed, and then their freshman year, and Jalissa transferred in, I think we were 500 team, which was a big step up.
Right.
We lost six games by 6 points or less that year.
But they were young, though. The best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores, man.
Yeah. And then, so then what happens the next year? We, you know, the next year we go and win the conference championship for the first time in school history. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. So the bar is, you're slowly raising that bar. Yep.
Yeah. We go and win the conference championship for the first time in school history. So I think we were, I think we were like 24-4 or something like that year. You know, we go into the NCAA tournament and we lose the first round of the tournament. And like, we're pissed. Like, everybody's pissed off. Everybody's pissed.
Okay.
And then, you know, in the summer comes, you know, you don't work out with Division III kids, right. You know. But I get a text message from the twins' older brother, and it said national championship. And Kara and Kyra in this gym, like 10:30 at night in July, working out, putting up shots, working. I was like, we're gonna win, right? I get a recruit come in. I get two recruits come in. I get a transfer from Montclair State. I get a freshman coming in, Alyssa McDonough. Shalette Brown from Montclair State, two fantastic players. They were like best friends. They come together.
Okay.
To FDU.
Yep.
Now, before they came, let me tell you this about Kyra Dayon. She was best player on the team, best at the conference that I coached in. I said, hey, Kyra, the kid, Shalette Brown from Montclair State, she's thinking about transferring here. She says, oh, good, coach, we need her. Like, most kids are like, why are you bringing her?
Right.
You know,
yeah, right. It's competition for me.
Yeah.
You know what the good ones do? The good ones want competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the good ones know, I'm telling you, I've coached guys that have been in the NBA. Yeah. The good ones want other good ones around them. They're not, they're Steph Curry. They want Thompson. They want those other good players.
They want KD to come.
They do.
Let's go.
They want to win, and they know good makes you better. That's what they want. I'm telling you.
They didn't shop. They wanted Shalette to transfer in. Right. They see Alyssa. We all went to go see Alyssa McDonough play, and they're all sitting there like, "Yeah, coach, we need her."
He can hoop. Yeah.
Yeah. So she.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Also, subscribe and like. We do appreciate those. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.